Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Miles and Rosenberg.
Hey, I mean, I was a little harsh. Okay, fine. But still, when people be wilding, I remind them. Yo, I got to stop being so petty, man. I really got to.
You're petty?
I really got to stop it. Well, not petty. I mean, is it petty that something could happen? The smallest little thing. And I notice it. And it stays with me for a long time, longer than it should.
You're a perfectionist.
No, it's not nothing I did. It's something somebody did to me.
Oh.
That they didn't see, know that I saw.
Is it the fact that you don't want no one to have something over you and just last longer?
Nah, I don't even know the person. It's what? Even worse. I don't know. I've never seen this person in my life. This white lady. Me and Issa was bike riding yesterday. Leaving the building I live in. And, you know, you got to wait for the garage to come up so you can ride out. Well, the garage came up. On the other side of the garage was a lady in her car waiting to drive into the garage. But she was, like, in the middle. You know how, like, there's a going outside and a coming inside?
Mm-hmm.
She was, like, in the middle. So me and Issa was on the going outside. And so since she was in the middle, me and Issa had to kind of move over a little bit to go around her car. Yo, this bitch roll her eyes.
Yo, man, chill.
Yo, who you rolling your eyes at, bro?
Yo, man. You have East in the car.
But you know, like, I'm passing her car, and I look in the driver's side, because I'm passing her car on her driver's side. Going out, she coming in. And I see her roll her eyes. Yo, I swear to God, things like that happen, I'll never forget your face.
Yeah.
Now, I'm with Issa. So I'm not going to be like, hey, you know, ah. And it's a woman. So I ain't about to start yelling at no woman for rolling her eyes. But in my mind, I'm like, yo, who's your man? Introduce me to your husband real quick. You rolling your eyes at a father and his daughter for riding a bike out the garage where they live? Like, what's happening? And what you rolling your eyes at? I need to understand. Yo, it sticks with me. I shouldn't be thinking about this. This was 12 hours ago.
You're a positive guy.
This was 12 hours ago. I'm still so in my brain. I need to stop.
Laura, help.
Laura, I think about little things too much, right?
Yes.
Hey, yo. And Laura knows, I never forget.
Oh, so annoying.
I'll be like, yo, you remember that time? What time? Yo, it was like a year ago. This lady roll her eye. This is why I don't go outside that much. Y'all know I'm socially awkward. I don't really go out, hang out, because it'd be too many little things that people do that stick with me. So I'm best off in the house. Why would I care that this woman rolled her eyes at me and my daughter? Yo, and then I swear to God, this is how bad I am. Yo, I swear to God, the rest of the evening, we riding our bike around the neighborhood. I was like, yo. White people need to chill. Now I was mad at all white people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
All right.
I was like, yo, that white lady look at us funny, too?
That's what we doing?
Stop. Yo, white people. And then I started, yo, you know me? I was like, yo, we need to have a talk about white people and their attitudes. I think they in a bad space because black and brown people moving nicely out here real quick.
God.
Yo, man.
Why do you have to get so crazy?
Yo, I go off the deep end, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Off the deep end.
Imagine if she's not really rolling your eyes at you. And
yo,
someone
wasn't even thinking about
you. Somebody behind her?
No, it wasn't nobody else there. That's the other problem. Wasn't nobody else there. Who you rolling your eyes at, lady?
Did she say anything to you?
No, we was just going by her car. She was going in the garage. We was riding out. It was simple, transactional, passerby-ing.
Oh.
Yo, I swear to God.
Imagine.
Don't not say thank you if I hold the door for you. Yo, if I hold the door for you and you don't say anything, I'll never forget you.
Oh, but that's just rude.
So is this.
Yeah, that's just rude.
And so, like I said, I need to start letting things go better, man. Yo, I remember so many little things about people's movements and behaviors and comments and.
Yo, I'm the same way. I can't blame you.
You're right.
No, but Eber's a special kind though. He'll like look at you like I thought we were on the same wavelength. Now you're talking to that person about what? And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's work stuff.
I don't even know them like that.
What do you mean?
You ain't even supposed to be working with them. Well, I didn't hire them. It doesn't even matter. You bro, what are you talking about? I hired them.
What?
They're just working.
I was ordering food. It's just nuts.
Anyway, call right now.
Oh,
get crazy.
My gosh.
Get crazy. PPP. That's pay-per-view. Pay-per-view code to see the living legend Manny Pacquiao could be yours right now. Plus, I'm throwing in some Summer Jam tickets for you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going down. The blockbuster fight is happening in Vegas T-Mobile Arena. The Pac-Man puts it on the line as he looks to add to his impressive collection of belts.
Okay, Pac-Man.
Yordinis Urgas. Big fight. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be my man's.
Errol Spence,
but they said he got something torn in his eye, so he got to chill. He don't want his eye to come
loose.
A retina
situation.
Yeah, so he got to chill. But anyway, call right now. We got Laura Never Loses shenanigans happening next at Summer Jam tickets. See, now I'm talking about something else, I feel better.
Good. Good for you.
And this happened 12 hours ago. I'm bringing up a lady rolling her eyes at me and my daughter. I've never seen this lady before in my life, but if I see her again,
yo, all right, come on.
I swear to God, I'll be like, yo, I remember you from the garage.
Okay. Summer Jam tickets up for grabs.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jeff Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
I gotta let it go, fam. Holding the door for people. This woman rolled her eyes at me and Issa riding her bike yesterday. I'll never forget that lady face, son. I gotta chill. I gotta let this stuff go. I gotta be positive. I gotta breathe more. Yo, people on the line feeling me? You feel me?
Held the door for a couple and a family.
Oh.
And they, when we all were supposed to get seated in Red Lobster, they stepped through the door before me. So they got seated, and I had to wait 15 minutes because there was no more places to sit.
Oh, how long ago was this?
Yo, this was just last week.
And you see, it's still on your mind fresh, too. You tight.
Yo, I know what each one of them looked like. The one thing that I let through while we were sitting there, her boyfriend came through the door after the fact and still stepped in front. I'm like, I'm looking at the hostess like, yo, what's going on?
Yo, and like, in your mind, you're like, you're like, none of y'all got the courtesy to even think about me? Like,
yo, nah, the person I was with, I was about to say something, and they looked at me like, yo, don't say nothing. Just leave it alone. Let it be. You be all right.
Nah, I'm not, but see.
Like, yo, you tough, right? You tough. Let it go.
Nah, it ain't all that. It ain't about tough. I'm sensitive. I'm very sensitive. And all that tough don't mean nothing. Just because
all of them are smaller.
Yo, just because I can fight good enough to not get hurt, don't make me tough. I'm sensitive.
Well, exactly. You know, it's that Charlie Murphy joint. It's just like, yo, what makes you think I'm the one to steal on? You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, I'm just glad to bond with you this morning, Val. I appreciate you, man.
Yo, man, glad to talk to you too, man.
All right, man, have a spectacular.
Yo,
my man, have a spectacular day.
Yo, I'm trying, man. But, you know, the job I work at is probably only about 25% vaxxed, and everybody loved that dude that just left. So, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, man, mask up. Stay safe. You know what I'm saying? But have a spectacular day. Focus on the positive. Meditate. Find some quiet time to just breathe. You know what I'm saying? Do all those positives.
Yeah, quiet time. That's what I need right there, that quiet time.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Do all that self-care stuff they be talking about out here.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yeah, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. What's popping? Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling today?
I am good. I feel good.
You feel great.
Yeah.
Laura's wondering why I started a conversation on Twitter yesterday about the term Latinx.
Oh, boy.
Why you say oh, boy? Why is it so controversial?
It's not that it's controversial. It's like people are already like, we're going to go down this rabbit hole because it can get complicated. It's layers. Most people outside of the U.S. don't use the term Latinx.
Facts.
I go to Mexico City to hang out with my friends over there. They're like, what? What? Right. Latinx. Unless you're super young and into the internet and on social media, then I could see folks saying like,
wasn't Latinx like an activist term? It was a word to kind of take the patriarchy out of the Spanish language, where Latino is masculine,
right.
Latina
is feminine.
It was like, no, we want to make sure that this is, you know.
So that sounds great if you put it that way. Honestly, I've just learned that. I know some people were like, you know, some people just are not open enough to understand. Some people are like, I'm not gender fluid.
But you know, I don't think it's about that.
You don't have to be.
I don't think it's about that.
I've heard so many conversations, but overall, the majority of people prefer to be Latino or Latina.
I honestly believe the reason this thing has got perverted and so controversial is because it got politicized by conservative, Spanish-speaking, predominantly Catholic, old-school, traditional Latinos that was like, yo, you're not changing the way we talk. Or making up some white woke liberal folks done made up some word to make themselves comfortable and are trying to push it on us, and we ain't even on that page.
Fam, it's been a debate that's been going on in Latino communities forever. A lot of people don't identify as Hispanic.
Right. Which is,
I know when I've done certain projects for Hispanic Heritage Month, I have people say like, I'll be Dan, I don't identify as Hispanic.
And that's because
I am Latino. Because Hispanic includes Spain.
Okay.
And so a lot of people don't.
That's not our culture. That's the language we speak, but that's not our culture.
It's just Spanish-speaking countries.
Right. So it's generic.
There's a lot of people who don't consider people from Spain Latino.
Right, because they're European.
Right. Right. Whew.
Okay.
So there's layers. And then also you're going to go into the whole, like, I don't think Latinos really understand the difference between ethnicity and race either.
Right.
It's complicated, fam.
And nationality. Yeah.
Yes, they don't. They're like, right. What do you mean? Just like when people say like, oh, you're Dominican. I'm not black. I'm Dominican. You know, when people say that. Right. And a lot of black folks are like, they get upset because they're like, you're black. Look at the color of your skin. Right. So they're trying to identify.
Black is really like, black is based in African origins.
Right. So a lot of people are not educated in race versus ethnicity. So when you grow up in America, I think a lot, and this is how it was explained to me, a lot of Dominicans are quick to be like, no, I want to say I'm not African-American. I am Dominican. But they don't add, like, I'm an Afro-Latino.
Right.
Because they weren't educated.
Right.
When it comes to that term. So, you know, or mestizo, or, it's layers. Like when you go to Central or South America, let's say if you're in Mexico, you're not going to say, hey, I'm Latinx. No, I'm Colombian. I'm Guatemalan.
Right. Specific to nation.
Yes.
And because that nation has a different culture.
Mm-hmm. Completely different culture.
And
the only thing that unifies people is the language.
And most of that only happens when you come to America and you're looking for other Spanish-speaking people and you're like, yo, you speak Spanish? Me too. Oh, okay, cool. We Latinos then. Or we're Hispanic.
Yes, and you get certain things.
Right,
you know?
Right. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Yo, well, look, man, you know, these corporations is trying to figure out how to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month without saying Hispanic. And we need a term.
And some people don't rock with Latinx.
Yeah, they're not rocking with Latinx. So we just need
a... What about Latin Heritage Month?
But then you're leaving out the indigenous folks from Central, South, and America, right? With Latin heritage, right?
Yep.
So it gets, you know? We got to figure this out.
What about Somos Heritage Month?
The heritage?
We're going to have to
figure it out.
No,
it's like all of our heritage who speak Spanish if you say Somos. Just a suggestion, y'all. I don't want y'all to think I'm pressing nothing on y'all. I'm just throwing out ideas.
What are you trying to say?
Y'all need to have a meeting.
Yes.
Look, black people had to have meetings about a lot of stuff, all right?
We need the meeting.
Y'all need a meeting. Y'all got to run the votes, argue it out, same way black folks did it. And then, boom, say this is what we're rocking with. Hey, yo, Jasmine, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
Hey. We love you. Where you headed right now?
To work.
What you get? How you getting money? What you doing?
I oversee histology and COVID lab.
Oh, wow. How's COVID? How we doing in New York tri-state area?
It's okay. I mean, it's not as bad as like Florida, but you do see the numbers are going up, and it's mainly because of unvaccinated people. I mean, they're going to be mad after this, but who cares?
Yo, listen. I'm gonna tell y'all something. The whole fear of pissing off people who are against vaccines, I don't give a good goddamn.
I don't either.
I see that so much where it's like, yo, look, I don't want to speak on vaccines, like it's a crime.
Right.
Speak on. I'm still gonna have a job. Like if another shutdown was to happen, I'm still gonna have a job. Guess why? Because you unvaccinated people are gonna keep me working. Like you guys are, idiots. Go get vaccinated. Like stop
Jasmine
the
speaking facts, man.
Jasmine has had it.
Yo, Anthony. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where you at, bro? You all right?
How's everybody doing?
We blessed, man.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Where you at
absolutely,
right now?
Absolutely. Just got to work.
All right, man. Well, look, Jasmine gets to select whom she wants to represent her. Me or Laura Stiles? Jasmine?
I want to say this real quick. I like your pettiness, but I'm going to go with Laura.
Yeah. Yo, listen. Don't be rolling your eyes at me and my daughter in the street, B. I'm going to remember you forever. All right, look. Okay. We got this pay-per-view code for the winner to see the living legend Manny Pacquiao versus Yordynis Ugas. This right here, this pay-per-view code. Let's see. It don't even say who gave us the pay-per-view code. Look. Nope. I'm sure somebody's on something, right?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire.
Well, live from Premier Boxing and Fox Sports.
Okay.
There it is. Boom.
Shout to them.
Shout out to Fox Sports, Premier Boxing. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Juanito with the questions. Let's play. Laura Never Loses. And we got some summer jams.
Here we go. Boz thinks his team.
Laura. His team could go on a versus with TDE.
Wow, correct.
Dreamville versus TDE?
Yes.
Well, yeah,
I mean, he's not wrong.
What is the name of the Soviet satellite?
Ebro. Sputnik.
Yeah, you're right. Which song just became the longest charting?
Ebro.
Song?
Song.
I don't know.
Cardi B, Bodak Yellow.
Nope. The longest charting song ever, Laura.
Ever?
Ever. Just became three.
Rihanna.
Two.
Beyonce.
No, one. It's not.
Guess.
Now, come on.
I don't know. What is it?
Blinding Light.
The Weeknd?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
And Frosty the Snowman, what brought him to life?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
And Frosty the Snowman brought him a knife. The hat that he put on, his hat.
That is correct. Game over. Ebro wins.
Ebro wins!
Oh, my God! Yeah!
Hey, yo, Jasmine.
Wow.
Yep.
You petty? I'm pettier.
Ebro.
Oh, damn, Jasmine.
Why you do that?
Yo, Anthony, you going to Summer Jam!
Yeah,
and
boy.
Anthony, you also got this code, this pay-per-view code, to see Manny Pacquiao and Yordanis Ugas as they fight at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Anthony, you in the building.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yo, I didn't hang up on Jasmine.
Where's Jasmine?
Jasmine's still there. And Jasmine, guess what? Because we love you, and you out here working hard, and you saving lives and doing all that with the COVID, we got Summer Jam tickets for you, too.
Yay, Jasmine!
Yeah.
Ebro wins, everybody wins.
Ebro wins, everybody wins. Yo, hang on, you guys. We love you. We love you so much. Be safe on those wet roads.
Thank you. Love you guys.
All right, we get some info from you. It goes down this Sunday. Meek Mill, Migos, El Alfa, Farruko, and CJ with the heavy hitters. Megan Wright and Friends, DaBaby, Saweetie, and many, many more. Rowdy Rebel, A Boogie, Bobby Shmurda in the building. And right now, flashing lights, Laura Styles. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles can put us on.
All right, let's see how you feel about this. Damon Wayans wants to take on Dave Chappelle in a first-ever comedian versus battle.
Oh, yeah, I'm with it. Yo, Dave, what you doing?
So this was Damon Wayans had an interview on The Box. And during the conversation, you know, they talked about verses and, you know, how they did producers. They've done it all, but they haven't done comedians because he was like, do they do comedians? And when asked, who would he want to battle? He straight up went, Dave Chappelle, I'm calling him out. So yesterday on social media, everybody was weighing in like, who would win? Yo. Don't forget, Damon Wayans brought us gems upon gems upon gems.
Facts.
We can never forget what he's done.
Facts.
But Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle, listen, y'all better go back and do the science on young Damon Wayans. Mm-hmm. On a young Damon Wayans.
The Wayans family.
Yeah, but this ain't the family. I mean, now he could bring in some special guests.
He could.
Yo, my man bring in what's his name? Yo.
What?
Nah, but him and David Allen Greer doing men on film. Are they allowed to do men on film anymore? Or is that gonna get them canceled up out of here?
No, I love men on film. But there's so many gems that Damon can bring out.
Yo,
but
your Dave man bring Chappelle. Out Jim Carrey?
Jamie Foxx?
It's a lie. You it's see, lie. Once you start thinking about all that, I'll be like, wait a second.
No, listen.
But Dave Chappelle,
listen, this
don't
is a,
sleep.
This is a perfect example of y'all just do it for the culture. Do it for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Have fun with it. It'll be phenomenal. I don't know how they would organize it and construct it, but it'll be incredible.
That's your flesh and lights up where the time is 7 a.m. Today will be a high of 86 degrees. There's a chance of rain all day today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Coming up, congratulations. You played yourself. Who should be on the list? Add us, Ebro on the AM at Old Man Ebro at Laura Styles with a Z. Let us know who we should give.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Plus Ride or Die next.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
And it's Mir Peso, Mir Fontaine, Camden, New Jersey. They had that hook moving first, right, Casto?
That's what it feels like.
I mean, look.
Had it out first.
Yo, let's not act like, you know,
yeah,
the same beats or same hooks or whatever ain't been used in dance hall and hip hop and all that for a long time. Now, maybe credit should have been given a little bit more because Cardi said, nah, I ain't get it from that. Somebody got it from that.
Somebody got it from somewhere.
You know what I mean?
And it came out pretty close, too.
Real close. But I wanted to shout them out because, you know what I'm saying? I hear they be writing songs and they doing things and getting compensated. That's why we ain't really heard from them. Because, you know, people made sure they was taken care of. You know what I mean? They make great music, so I just want to shout them out. It's Ebro's Lars Rosenberg. The wet roads and streets is supposed to dry up. The rain is done this time. What was that? Tropical Storm Grace was just happened? Is that what it was, Laura?
I don't know.
No, no, you lost track of the names. The next
Grace.
One, what was it? Fred.
It sounds like you guys are just making this up.
That's what they do. You didn't know they just go letter by letter. So what's after F?
God.
H?
H. No, G. G.
G. Okay, the Grace happened, but it didn't come up here. So there was a Fred. There is a Grace.
Then it's Hector.
No, it's not Hector.
Henry.
They went with, it is Henry. It's Henri.
Oh.
It's Henri.
I can't.
You know what I'm saying? Henri. I think they rotate. They're like, yo, we'll do a French name. We'll do a white name. We're throwing some, you know what I'm saying? Some throwing some sazon and make this right here a Latinx name. Oh no, man. Not Latinx.
Congratulations. Latinx. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Yo, speaking of playing yourself.
I don't play.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jeff Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
So, you know, Republicans, talking about Biden and the Taliban, and you know it's Biden's fault, it's the Democrats' fault. Then they're talking about Biden is talking about he's gonna meet with the leadership and hope for diplomacy between, you know, the United States and the Taliban. Everybody's like, look at him meeting with the Taliban. Yo, people forget fast, man. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who yes. used to work for Donald Trump, negotiated with the Taliban.
Yes.
Matter of fact, the likely new ruler of Afghanistan was in prison until Trump let him out in 2018.
Wow.
And he's the Taliban leader, Abdul Ghani Baradar. Was freed from a Pakistani jail at the request of Trump. Now, the whole Afghanistan thing, it's everybody's fault. Everybody that's in Congress voted to go to Afghanistan, except one black woman. I think her name was Barbara Lee. Name is Barbara Lee, excuse me. So for everybody trying to Taliban this and this one's fault and that one's fault and this is happening and now y'all seeing it on the news, all the chaos, and I heard a woman who didn't wear a burqa yesterday got shot in the street and it was on the news or something. Everybody worried about all that now.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because you forget the reason we stayed in Afghanistan longer was because they knew that this would happen. That was the whole point. Oh, and by the way, the Taliban has recently released their political agenda. Abortion is banned. Gay marriage outlawed. Rejection of science. No vaccines is against their religion. No separation of church and state. and religion will be taught in schools. Who that sound like to y'all? Let's go ahead and say it. Who's that sound like to y'all?
No separation of church and state.
Religion taught in schools. No vaccines. It's against religion. Gay marriage ban. Abortion ban. That sound like some Republicans.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ugh. It's true.
And let's not forget the Taliban is in there with Russia. Guess who else was in there with Russia? Donald Trump. It all lines up again. I wish y'all would stop playing the games, pulling the wool over people's eyes. It's all the same thing.
And it's been happening even before Trump, too. It's been happening for over 20 years, guys.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Bro, what you got on your list today?
So the Federal Aviation Administration just announced that they will be pursuing $531,000 worth of fines against specifically 34 passengers accused of being unruly on board. Now, listen, we've all seen videos of people acting up on flights, right? I always look at them like, you dummy. You are going to be put on a no-fly list. I don't think people really understand that they can't just go and wild out on planes. And when I start seeing the breakdown, first of all, Ebro, some of these, there's this one passenger who's being fined $45,000. But check this out. Just to enlighten you guys, a passenger is accused of throwing his luggage at another passenger while lying on the floor, grabbing a flight attendant's ankles and putting his head up her skirt. This really happened.
Congratulations. Really, you played yourself.
Yo,
got
man.
So bad that the flight from New York to Orlando was forced to land in Virginia. People are insane. And listen, there's a lot of people, because I know I told you guys when I was on a flight from New York to Miami, each way there was maybe like one or two people who were giving flight attendants a hard time. Didn't want to put the damn mask on. The patience of these flight attendants. Sometimes I'm like, I cannot. I would want to choke one of these people. But it just goes to show you, like, if you think you're going to go take a flight and act a fool and you're going to have no repercussions, you get this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And the final congratulations you played yourself goes to me.
Yay.
Yo, I'm still thinking about the lady who rolled her eyes at me and Issa, son. Yo, why are you rolling your eyes at me and Issa while we riding our bikes when you coming in the garage the wrong way anyway?
Bro, nobody cares.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, Cass, I've been talking about it all morning.
I mean, I'm like one of those people that just got up to go to work.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm going to set it up again.
Here we go.
Me and Issa go for a bike ride last night.
Okay.
We got a ride out the garage. You know, right. When the garage door comes up, somebody else is coming in the building.
Okay.
So me and Issa, we got to move over to the right side because that's the part where you go out of the garage. And then there's an arrow that points where you come in the garage. But the lady is in the middle. She's not on either side. So me and Issa move over farther to the right to go around her car. When we're going past her car, I look and she rolls her eyes.
Wow.
Now, the only reason I looked at her is because, you know, kind of to give the cordial head nod. Like, you know.
Right.
Acknowledgement that we, you know, are passing one another. She rolled her eyes.
Wow.
And you know, I've been saying all morning, I'm sensitive and petty, man. I'll never forget that woman's face ever. Why are you rolling your eyes at us?
Like you inconveniencing her.
Yeah, bitch, what?
Oh my God. Cass, why are you egging him on?
Because he's a troll.
It's facts, though.
Oh, and he understands. He feels my pain.
I understand
pain.
It. I understand
and y'all know
it,
I'm never going to forget this.
Why?
Right.
I still remember people I held the door for, and they didn't acknowledge a thank you.
Oh, that's the worst. Ooh, that burns me up.
Listen.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
And the reason I give myself the congrats for that is because you got to let that negative go. You don't know them people. We got to do better. If you're like me, you got to do better. Because now, that negative energy, we're going to project into something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like the man yesterday who stopped me on the street. I'm riding with Issa, and he was like, now this is after the lady rolled her eyes. He was like, yo, Ebro, come here. Y'all know the Ebro come here thing? Bruh. Don't tell me to come nowhere, B. You want to speak to me, you meet me where I'm at. Mm. I don't work for you. I don't even know you like that, fam. So I keep going. I just keep riding. He was like, yo, I was turning around. I need to speak to you. He said he needs to speak to me in that tone. So the lady done rolled her eyes.
Oh, man.
Now your man done said the wrong thing. All he wanted to do was tell me about his little coffee shop.
Why does he have to say it like that?
That's my point. And I said that to him. I said, yo, my man, I don't do the come here thing. You don't know me like that. Then he used the N-word, and I was like, you don't even know me like that, B. This guy, he was like, yo, I was like, I don't know you like that, bro. And so I don't do all them little N-word games. I don't know you like that. But meanwhile, he was like, yo, I just want to tell you about my coffee shop around the corner. Oh. And I done made the whole interaction negative because the white woman done rolled her eyes. And that's why I get...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
What's the name of the coffee shop?
I forgot. It's damn. Not important. He ain't getting no shout-out. He started with... What T.I. say?
Started with some...
bullish.
Far left.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't find it.
You started with some bullshit. Okay.
Sorry. Cast 197 minutes, commercial free. Summer Jam tickets, 15 minutes. Curve is happening next. BX, this your guy. Will he be on that Summer Jam stage ringing this off?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
We got to send a happy birthday to the great, the legend. Hopefully he's okay with me calling him that. Fat Joe.
Yo.
It's Fat Joe's born day today, man.
Fat Joe.
Yeah, okay, man.
Nice.
Yo. Chopra out here. Chopra. The big, 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 big show. Fat Joe, happy born day, man. So if you know Fat Joe... I'm sure he may not be awake right now, but he might be up with his kid, you know what I mean, with the family already. Send him a text, man. Probably mad people got Fat Joe's number, too. He know everybody.
I know.
Phone will start going crazy. Not even 8 a.m. He's going to be like, what happened? Ain't nothing happened, man. We love you, and we appreciate you.
Facts.
And all of that, man. The energy's always positive, man. Fat Joe, happy birthday. Yo, play a Fat Joe classic, man. You from the BX Cast One. Pick something. Wow. Yo, with Summer Jam on the way. Remember when this thing popped off at Summer Jam?
Oh, my God. It was crazy.
Huge.
Yo, Fat Joe was so mad at me that year because he was like, yo, I should have my own set. I got the biggest song in the city. I was like, yo, my man, trust me, though. When they don't see you coming, and this thing pause, when this thing ring off, when you step in the room, bruh, the whole place fell apart.
About your faults or mishaps.
We're from the Bronx,
New York.
Yo, and this was when the whole audience was doing the dance, too. Everybody. DJ Live 1.
No way.
The Summer Jam version.
I don't give a fuck about your faults or mishaps.
We from the Bronx, New York.
Happy birthday, Fat Joe. Yo, you know who else's birthday it is today?
Who?
Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg would have been 52 today, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Nate. We got to get some classic Nate Dogg on in a minute. But first, DJ John is in the room. Summer Jam, DJ John. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, DJ John, what's poppin', baby? The Yankees swept the Red Sox?
I mean, we're looking good, man. We're a game and a half or a game up in a wild card. So we're in the lead in the wild card. So all those Mets fans that was talking crazy.
The Mets is doing their thing too, right?
No, they not,
bro. They fell apart?
And your man, Louie, became a Mets fan because they were getting hot.
Oh, wow.
Since now the Mets ain't hot anymore.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So,
yo, man. John Petty, man. He going to remember. He gonna remember. Clear the lines, man. It's Summer Jam time. Summer Jam going down Sunday. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.
Facts.
Go ahead, John.
Front row. Get some front row tickets right now. Be calling number 9, A Boogie, Meek Mill, and more. Yo, shout out to Bevel. Bevel's hooking you up also.
Bevel
with a grooming kit, you know, special for your lady or for your man, or however you want to do it. But it's really, I think it's for a man's grooming. Also, go to Target.com, get a 20% off Bevel. Put the promo code Bevel at Bevel20. That's the promo code for Bevel. Offer ends August 21st. Mm. Also, another way to win Summer Jam tickets, be texter number 9, you know, with the keyword Summer Jam. It's a 77000. That's 77,000. For the second chance to win Summer Jam tickets for going down August 22nd.
All right, hold up, man. Hey, man, I need somebody to call me from back there where y'all write this stuff up, man.
It's a lot.
We need to do some Radio 101 basics, man. We're hiring some people that ain't been in radio long enough. Y'all writing this stuff long. People ain't keeping up with all this information, man.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody in the car right now able to follow all these different thoughts? Yo, man, come on, man. Simplify things, man.
So you're going to get a pair of Summer Jam tickets if you get through to play Are You Smarter Than DJ John, okay?
That's right. Do that right now. Summer Jam tickets, A Boogie, Meek Mill, Moneybag Yo, Saweetie, Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda, CJL, Alpha, Faruko, the heavy hitters bringing in, Megan Wright and friends. The baby is going down in there, man. Shout to Bevel.
Yes.
Okay? Boom. Now, we got Saraya on the line. Summer Jam time.
Saraya.
Soraya, you always get my name wrong. Soraya, got it.
No problem. Soraya, how you doing today?
I'm feeling wonderful. How are you, my guys, my people, my morning show?
Man, we love you so much.
Soraya.
Okay, Soraya.
I get up every morning. Okay.
Quick question: how you feel about the term? How you feel about the word Latinx?
Latinx, I don't like it.
Well, how come?
Well, first of all, for me, Latino, it's already Europe. Like, there's, I can't remember the case study or the actual thesis someone wrote in reference to the word Latino and how Latino is more European. So when you name yourself or call yourself Latino, automatically off the rip, you're already saying I'm a white Spanish person. That's what you're saying to me. Mm. So, yeah.
So you prefer Hispanic?
No, I don't prefer Hispanic. Don't call me Latino. I'm a Black American with Dominican parents. That's who I am.
So okay. What about Afro-Latino?
No Latino. I am an African, Spanish-speaking African. I am a Black Spanish Spanish-speaking person. I'm sorry, it's so early. I can't believe I'm on the station.
Listen, Soraya, it's all good. We're just trying to learn up here because, you know, Latinx is becoming a term, and there's people, regular folks. The regular folks are like, nah, I ain't all the way with it. But as Laura said earlier this morning, it's a lot of young internet, you know, the younger generation that's trying to be more inclusive and figure out terminology that is inclusive, it's not patriarchal, like Latino is a masculine, you know.
Yeah, and there's people who don't identify like Soraya with either one. So it's layers.
Well, you know, honestly, it's like baby steps. Because when you grow up in a Spanish-speaking household, the majority of the chances of you going through some anti-blackness and colorism
it's like 90% chance that you're going to go through that and you have experienced that.
Yo, Cass, so we'll be speaking about anyone, that all the time, B.
Yeah, man. And for you, for any person, young person, to go from being Latino to Latinx, congratulations. You are great, because that's another step for you to actually say to yourself, I am Black. I am a Black woman. I just speak a different language. Like Haitians, they're Black. No one denies them. No one goes and says, no, you're not Black. No, they're mixed too, but they're French. They speak French. Jamaicans the same way. Where the Spanish-speaking population in the islands are the only ones that are so confused that we have so much colonialism embedded in our education that they are brainwashed in Dominican Republic, in Puerto Rico, not so much Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, Puerto Ricans know who the fuck they are.
Let's
just focus.
All right, let's get back to these summer jams, okay, man. Soraya up here teaching a class today.
Go ahead. And got very
answer
passionate.
This question, Soraya. Soraya, answer this question fast so you can be smarter than the DJ John.
Here we go. Today is National Potato Day.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Can you tell us what tasty snack is popular in fast food chains made out of potatoes?
Oh my God, the tots, the potato tots.
Soraya, you had all that knowledge and didn't say the most common joint.
I don't do KFC, I do Popeye.
Oh, you don't do McDonald's, Burger King?
Shake Shack? Common
Soraya,
snack made out of potatoes.
After all that knowledge, you get this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
No!
Yo, what's wrong with you, man? All right, now, John, John, you got a chance to respond. That took her about 30 seconds.
And she didn't even get it right.
She said French fries.
It was French fries.
She finally said French fries.
When?
Oh, my
when
God.
When she was laughing, she was like, oh, my God, French fries. She got it right.
All right.
Here we go. John, this for you.
You distracted her, though.
I did. I'm sorry.
All right, DJ John, what country are potatoes thought to have originated in?
Poland.
What?
What?
No. Peru.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you was going to say Ireland.
Peru. I didn't even know that either.
There you go. Well, Soraya, look, John got it wrong. Guess what? You go to Zabacha. Yo, Soraya, off the chair.
Soraya, congrats.
Yo, that energy, I appreciate you today, Soraya. I appreciate you.
I love you, Ebro. I love you, Laura. I love Rosenberg. Oh, my God. Shawnee.
It's all good. You know everybody.
I love everyone. I don't want to miss anyone.
Well, you left Juanito out.
Anyone
he already
out.
Feels bad that you beat him. You left Juanito out.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm sorry, Juanito. I love you. You know, I lost a lot of weight. So.
Good for you.
Congrats.
Yeah. You still forgot my name, though.
So. Soraya, hang on. We got to get some info from you, and we're going to get you these, what's this, front row, courtesy front of row. Bevel. Summer Jam.
Oh, my God, my dream.
Hang on. She's off. She did a lot. That was good. I appreciate her. Let's go flashing lights, Laura Stapp.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Good energy.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash in your life. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Put us on, Lauren.
So we talked about this yesterday being a rumor, but now it's official. Kanye West is definitely having his Donda listening party in Chicago.
All right.
It's done deal.
Okay.
He's going to Chicago Soldier Field on August 26th.
The Kanye West Report. Every time Kanye West does anything, Laura's on it. And by the way, we got to remember that Laura never even wanted to talk about
these
things.
I know. But only Laura because
was
it's
so
around,
over Kanye West.
Well, I am not for the political shenanigans. I am not. But, you know, people really looking forward to this album. We've always talked about how hard it is for us to separate Kanye and his genius that is his music. And then his political BS.
Right.
So
it's hard for people. I get it.
Yes, yes.
But now this Kanye West thing that's happening.
What can you tell us in the Apple Music world? Because
all I can say is what you just said. I was just going to add to it. And this isn't official or anything. I'm just saying for people who don't give a damn. And they're like, yo, is the music any good? You keep talking about these streams. It's not like everybody's watching these streams. A lot of people are.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously, you know, 30,000 people are showing up to these stadiums to see the art installation slash fashion show slash
spectacle.
Yeah, the Kanye West experience. Like I said, it's
somebody on Twitter said, "How many of these damn rituals does he have to have?"
A ritual.
That was so funny to me. I'm like, geez, you know. So, rumor is it that he's going to drop the album after this one.
And you believe it?
I don't believe that.
Congratulations. No, you played yourself.
Listen, maybe this time, maybe third time is a charm.
Ugh.
Listen, I saw a huge advertisement yesterday in right by Penn Station.
Oh, whoever
the whole
put
side
up,
of a building.
Whoever put up that advertisement at Cash One sent, it was the whole side of a building. It was all black, and at the bottom it said "Donda" by Kanye West streaming now.
Congratulations, right.
They get a
you played yourself.
It didn't say what streaming service it was, but
I don't know, man. That looked like Apple font, you bro. Oh, you gotta let us know what's going on.
I can guarantee you, it wasn't. trying to play us, fam.
In other news, guys, yesterday was the beginning of R. Kelly's trial. It's happening here in New York. You know, he's accused of running a criminal enterprise, using his fame to lure young women and girls to engage in illegal sexual activity.
Now, you told me off the air, Laura,
mm-hmm.
you read a report
mm-hmm.
that when they were selecting the jury for this,
mm-hmm.
that they didn't want to have anyone on the jury that had a problem
mm-hmm.
with same sex or something?
Well, that's what R. Kelly's team was pushing for, because the last report that came out was that he was involved with an underage male.
Mm.
That was part of his victims.
So they wanted to make sure the jury
yeah.
wasn't judgmental about same sex relationships.
Mm-hmm. So, listen, it is dark. This whole R. Kelly situation is very, very dark, but it's officially started, and it's taken place in New York City, and media is not allowed. They're not streaming this because of, they're claiming it's because of COVID restrictions. So, but reporters are definitely in there, you know what I mean? So we're getting bits and pieces as it comes out, but it's not like you can actually like tune in and watch.
Well, listen, you know, let's watch this thing play out, I guess, and see what happens. I think there's a lot of victims and people that R. Kelly's hurt. And people that are obviously put off by, you know, his behavior, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Him being a sexual abuser, sex trafficker, molester of sorts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard.
You know what I'm saying? This is bad news, man.
Yep. And they, and you know, I didn't know if they were going to do this or not, but they definitely brought up Aaliyah and the marriage up in court. It was one of the first things that they brought up. She was just 14 years old or 15 years old when they got married.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I'm reading Kathy Yandelig's book, Baby Girl, Better Known as Aaliyah. It just came out. I'm on chapter 3. When you read the details, and it's just things that we forgot. You know what I mean?
She's finally, it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, putting it all together. If you get a chance to cop that book, get it, because if you are an Aaliyah fan, you will learn so much how the media portrayed her and their relationship, how they labeled it as a forbidden love. I'm like, fam, she was a child.
Oh, yeah, it's forbidden, all right.
A child. Like, how... It's really interesting to see, but I'll give you more details as the trial continues. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:03. Today is a high of 89. Rain all day, and well, chance of rain all day, and alternate site parking rules are in effect.
All right. Should I do it, Laura? Do you feel like doing Latinx again?
Ugh. You want your head to
wait, Cass
going.
One, you don't like it either.
It's exhausting, right, Cass? You're just like,
look, it's gonna be simple. Latinx. It's not a discussion.
It sounds like a future car. Latinx. It's trash.
Now are you saying that because it's new, Cass? Is that why you're saying
it? I don't know. Doesn't roll off the tongue right. Maybe they need to come up with another term or something. I don't know. I don't really care for it.
Listen, I remember specifically when I was young, the whole black verse African-American conversation and people being like, I'm African-American. And the household I was raised in, people was like, no, I'm black. Black right. is the whole diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a part of the larger diaspora. So I think many different ethnic groups have gone through trying to figure out right. ways, especially in a North American purview right. and dealing with the dynamics of North America, how to categorize yourself. Because in this thing, and this is an American thing, a North American thing. In this thing, category is so much is made of category, right or wrong. Right or wrong. Whether we agree or disagree, we all agree and understand that category and how you...
But this Latinx thing, as I understand it, it's more of a gender thing, no?
No, it's not a gender. Well, it started... Like,
instead of saying Latino and Latina, to just make it one... As one yes. whole, is that's what Latinx
yes.
is.
It was started, I was told, by a feminist movement where they used to try to take the patriarchy out of what Latino means. Because right. when you go all the way back centuries, the people who came up with the rules of language were likely men.
Right, right, right.
Right.
And so people are like, listen, this male-dominated patriarchal thing that exists in everyone's language, mm-hmm. right? It's in a lot. It's not just Spanish. It's in other languages also.
Right, right, right.
How are we going to address that? That's where it started. Mm. Right? But then obviously you have traditional folks. They're like, yo, I'm Catholic. You ain't changing language. I'm traditional. Yeah, and then you get into people who think it has something to do with being non-binary.
Yes.
And then that's where people really go, all right. But I don't even want to get into all that. I just want to ask a simple question, a yes or a no. That's fair, right? Where we can take calls. We have for one of the primary English radio stations in this city, in the tri-state, and probably in the country, we have the most diverse listening audience of probably any radio station on planet Earth.
Oh, that's a fact.
Facts.
Absolutely. Even our morning show is more diverse than any morning show that I've ever... If you look up morning shows, no one is as diverse as ours.
So I think it's a great place for us to have the conversation. Nice and simple.
Okay.
Are you with it or nah?
It's definitely not going to be nice and simple.
Congratulations.
Oh my God, my head hurts already.
You played yourself.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Laura doesn't want to do this. I'm trying to learn. That's all it is, man. I'm just trying to learn, man. And, you know, I also know, because I'm a corporate hack and I work with corporations like Hot 97 and Apple Music, that when Hispanic Heritage Month begins in September,
yeah,
and these corporations want to acknowledge all Spanish-speaking people and celebrate all the different stories,
mm-hmm.
what do they call it?
Yeah, and it's people get very torn because I've attempted to put together projects and people have told me I don't identify as Hispanic or I don't use the term Latinx. So it's like, okay. Like,
so Latin is cool? But that's music. Latin is like that's not a people. That's the arts and stuff, right? The language and the arts.
According to definitions, okay, and this is just definitions, Latino refers to geography.
Okay.
Specifically, people from Latin America, including Central America, South America, Caribbean. Like, being Hispanic, being Latino, says nothing about your race. Latinos may be white, black, indigenous, Asian,
okay.
etc. Hispanic refers to people who speak Spanish, who are descendants from Spanish-speaking countries. So Hispanic refers to the language that a person speak.
Okay, so Hispanic is language.
Yeah.
Latino is geography.
Yeah.
The issue that people have with the O on the end is that it's masculine.
Yes, yes.
So they
yes.
want to move the O off and just put an X.
Yeah.
Sounds simple.
But I think the X part is what confuses people because some people feel, like you said, it. They're like, is it gender
fluid? So there needs to be more communication around what Latinx really is.
Yeah, people don't really understand.
All right, let's go to Nico. Nico. Simple question,
sir. What's going on, Ebo? Good morning, sir.
Simple question.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Latinx, yes or nah?
No, I think it's important for people to really dig in and find out who they truly are. You know what I mean? Reclassification has been going on for the longest. You know, indigenous people were reclassified as Negroes and so on and so on. For people to understand the law, you can't be reclassifying yourself and rechanging your name because then you don't include to the laws made.
So what about for Hispanic Heritage Month, where people now are saying Hispanic is also too generic? What do you call the celebration of all Spanish-speaking people and the different journeys throughout the month?
I call that the celebration of oppression, to be completely honest.
Nico, you're not helping. But you're right, but you're not helping. I'm trying to find a solution.
The common ground is that we all got to dig deeper. That's the common ground. We all got to really find our true selves, man.
Well, I appreciate you, Nico. Thank you.
Thank you, Nico. He didn't answer the question, though.
No, he did. He's not there yet either. He hasn't. You know, that's one of those people who are still like, yo, listen, before you try to do all these celebrations and all of these, like, you know, acknowledgments, let's acknowledge the colonizer. Let's acknowledge what was taken. Let's dig into that. So I appreciate that. I do understand that. But mid-September through mid-October is Hispanic Heritage Month. And people don't want Hispanic.
Or Latin Heritage
Month. Or Latin Heritage.
Latinx Heritage.
So is the celebration off? Canceled. Felipe, Latinx or nah?
Nah, I'm against it, and I'm gonna tell you why.
All right.
How you doing, guys?
How's good peace, man. How you doing, sir?
The reason why I'm against it, it's very simple. When you speak to other Americans, right, especially white descendants or European descendants, they never say, oh, I'm this, they categorize that, or European Americans. They say my heritage. So when I speak to someone, I speak, what is your heritage? And I think there's a proper way to say it. Instead of putting Latino, this and that, there's none of that. I think my heritage, I assimilate myself more with the natives, which is the Aztecs, the Mayans,
indigenous.
And stuff like that. Exactly, indigenous, correct.
Now so, correct me if I'm wrong, Laura, but when I was growing up on the West Coast, that was known as Chicano pride. That was more, Chicano was more tied into, and that's more of a Mexican
specific
thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Mexican.
Versus Taino or...
Mm-hmm. Just like when you say Taino.
Arawak or...
You automatically know, okay, that's Puerto Rican.
Borinquen, you know? Or whatever, yeah.
Right.
Got it. Okay. And so, Felipe, when Hispanic Heritage Month comes around each year, are you offended by Hispanic Heritage as a title?
Absolutely, absolutely. And even Christopher Columbus Day, same thing. I think it should just be called Italian Heritage Day. It shouldn't be Christopher Columbus, because it's very offensive to me and all that stuff that happened to Mexicans. If you want to go back to history and you see what happens to Mexicans, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, the colonizer, Spain, Portugal, England, Denmark, the Dutch, they did work out here. So, evil work. So we know all that.
So just to be clear, you don't identify as Hispanic or Latino.
Exactly. I identify myself as Mexican or Aztec or Mayan descendant. That's it.
So the nation. And which we thank you, Felipe, which we talked about earlier, which is when you go outside of North America, most people refer to themselves by their nation that they're from.
Mexico,
Brazil, Peru.
Yeah, like
Chile.
if you're in Colombia and you happen to be a Latino, you don't necessarily say like, "Hey, I'm Mexican." No, you don't say, "Hey, I'm Latinx." You say, "No, I'm Mexican or I'm Guatemalan or Salvadoran."
Which here in New York, most people do too. Outside of New York,
people layer it though. Like some people, "Are you Spanish?" "Well, I'm Latino," because people use the term Spanish more like slang.
Right.
It's a big East Coast thing to say, "Oh, she's Spanish." But I think that people just came up with that because of the language.
That's right.
Not necessarily like, "Oh, she's from Spain." Because if you're Spanish, you're from Spain.
It's kind of like English-speaking people. They don't call us, "Oh, you English."
English, yes.
Nobody says
that. Yes. And people kind of just ran with it. But no, when you're in Central and South America or wherever, if they ask you, you're very specific about where you're from.
Call right now. We're just taking a simple poll. Latinx or not?
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, Cash One, chill. Yeah. Sometimes we laugh, blah, 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 blah. He's another one. Drake, where your album at, fam?
He's trying to grow his hair back right now.
What happened with his hair?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, his hair fell out?
I'm sorry. I'm just being foul. Honestly, no, I'm going to get canceled or something for saying something.
What, Drake
wrong.
Fans are going to come for you for saying he's losing his hair?
No. Listen, I love the Certified Lover Boy. I'm actually patiently waiting for the album.
Okay.
No, Drake. Somebody was clowning him on Instagram because the heart that he shaved in his head, it's not growing back very well. So it looks like it's just too little. It looks like a pair of...
boobs?
Yeah, sure. We can go with that. Other people said something else.
Cojones.
Yes. And it was funny and I laughed because I'm foul. But no, but he was suffering from COVID and he said that it's growing back now.
Oh, it caused his hair to grow funny.
Yes. And by the way, it's happened to a lot of people.
Really? I never heard the hair thing.
Yes. It's changed hair texture. Hair is falling out in certain places.
See, I had COVID. I could have blamed my baldness on COVID.
There you go.
Hair's not coming back.
It's crazy.
Speaking of crazy, was us trying to have this Latinx conversation. Where did we land? King Louis, did you run a poll? Latinx or nah? It sounds like nah.
A lot of our audience is saying nah.
Latinx, they saying nah. So here's the thing. You know, I get that people are like, "Listen, fam, it's Latino, it's Latina, boom. That's what it is." All right? But a lot of the movement around Latinx, just being fair, is from young people, likely under 30, who are trying to find better ways to be inclusive.
That's right.
They're just trying to find a more inclusive approach to everyone. It's not a political agenda. It's nothing subversive. It's just like, how do we make sure that everyone feels all in together now? Mm. Got it? And I had to remind people, we was just having a conversation off the air, but, you know, bring it to y'all here. The Black Panther Party was started by a 19-year-old in his college dorm.
Yes.
Right? And it was not widely accepted.
When you go back and read history, most of the Black Panthers like in their 20s, 22, when they passed
away. They were young people coming with an idea and saying, "Yo, this is what's going on," boom. But it became a movement.
Oh, absolutely.
Black Lives Matter became a movement. It was started on Facebook.
That's right. It was a Facebook group.
Now, I'm not saying these are the same as Latin or Latino. I'm just saying sometimes new terms and new thinking comes from places that are, unexpected and not widely accepted. And then over time, people begin to learn, like, "Oh, okay, cool, fine." Especially in the North American purview, right? Where we have so many categoric boxes. The reason why is because people want to hold on to their connection to their ancestors in some way, and to their ancestor story, their journey, right? The food, the celebrations, the family, the stuff, they want to hold on to it. When you come to America, that's what America told you was the deal. When you come to America, your identity, you have the freedom to be whom you are and stay connected to that. And cultures work to do that. And Spanish-speaking people come to this country as immigrants and were lumped into this Hispanic thing, which speaks to Spanish-speaking nations, but also included Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had people like, nah, I'm not good with Hispanic because I don't want to be associated with the colonizer like that.
Facts.
So then you had people going with Latino, Latina, Latin heritage.
Yes. And then some people are not good with the gender
of Latino.
Yes.
So they put the X on it. I'm just saying Laura Styles needs to make a call. Everybody agree? Come on, Laura. What we doing here?
Listen, to each his own, fam. Whatever makes you comfortable. I go with
Yo, Cass One, what we doing,
Latina,
man?
So
yo, King Louie, what we doing?
Cass One, what do you identify as?
Who, me?
Yes.
Just Mexican. Mexican American.
What?
Mexican American.
So you don't say Latino or Lat?
No.
What about Latina?
No.
What about you, Cass One?
Sorry.
Do you use the term Hispanic or Latino?
Just say it,
honestly,
man.
I don't use any of those terms. I don't ever go, yo, I'm Latino or I'm Hispanic.
Or when people ask you.
You say I'm Dominican.
Nah, they be like, yo, you know Spanish? Wow, that's crazy. They don't even get that far. They just look at me like a black guy that knows Spanish. They be like, oh, wow, you know Spanish? That's crazy.
All right, so Hispanic Heritage Month starts next week, and there's no resolution here. So what do you expect these corporations to do to celebrate? Y'all don't give a damn.
I don't know.
Keep it 100.
I'm just, listen.
What are they
going to
call it?
I'm good with Latin Heritage Month, but that's just me.
And everybody else is like,
out of here.
Get to the guru. Let's go.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
At gmail.com, where the gurus unite to uplift you in your time of need. Except I'm stuck with a shaman today. Dear gurus, I'll try to be brief and detailed as possible. My situation is about mental health, and I know you guys talk about this a lot, so please, I need everyone to listen. My husband and I feel embarrassed to say that the pandemic has actually been good to us. Thankfully, we're healthy. Hashtag get vaxxed. Our careers are thriving. I work from home, and it's never been better. My husband was even offered a position that he describes as his dream job. So what's the issue here? My husband has developed a bad case of anxiety. He bursts into cold sweats where he can't breathe. Cloudy vision, blood pressure soars, dangerous levels.
Whoa.
He even faints and loses consciousness sometime. And it's at random moments, guys. We barely get any sleep. In fact, he even passed out one morning on the subway platform, banged his head on a pillar.
Wait. They don't sleep.
Let me finish. We've gone to doctors, emergency rooms. We've done it all. Everyone says the same thing. He's a healthy man that can't seem to find anything physically wrong with him. So discussions have led us to believe that he needs to see and speak to a mental health professional. Although he agrees with the recommendation, he refuses. Mm. Guys, we are Dominican. Shout to Cast One. And unfortunately, speaking with a psychiatrist, psychologist, or a therapist are not welcome. You're deemed crazy, a loon, or lame. In interim, we've tried the best to be as supportive as possible. I've held his hand throughout all of this and helped him with coping mechanisms. But, you know, the breathing exercise, the meditation, guys, it's been tough and it's not enough. I'm getting exhausted. I'm losing my best friend. How do I convince him to seek the help that he needs? I fear for him and us. Thoughts?
Well, I mean, frankly put, you're passing out in random places, my G.
Facts.
You out here trying to act like everything's, oh, I don't want to see a mental health specialist. I don't want to see it because people going to think I'm crazy. I'm alone. No. Well, check this out, fam. You passing out on subway platforms. I mean, something's wrong.
People are already seeing that something's wrong.
And then who's he's a, I get it. I guess he's saying that he's afraid to get judged. Who's going to judge you? Who has to know?
Exactly. You well, don't how about tell this? Anyone.
Whoever already knows in your family. They already judging you because you passing out, busting your head open on subway platforms.
Facts.
Yeah. This cultural stigma, all this BS, you guys need to let that go. Honestly, like,
right.
You need to, you know, you already said that you accepted that you need to see a professional. Take the next step.
Mm-hmm.
F what everyone else thinks. This is a family matter. And like Cass One said, keep it between you guys. You don't have to tell the whole world that you're seeing
a therapist.
I mean,
I know now, so, and I know y'all email, so I'm about to tell everybody.
Oh, gosh. But that's the only advice that we can give him. Right, Cast? I mean, you're Dominican. Yeah. You're a Dominican male. Like, that's what she's dealing with.
If you're scared of being judged by somebody, just don't tell anybody. And you know, to actually have this conversation with him and tell him, hey, listen, it'll just be between you and I. Nobody else has to know. Like, I don't even understand.
Okay, can we also to work to stop acting like, I'm Dominican, so mental. Yo, I'm black, so mental health. Bro. I'm Italian, so mental health. My parents are old school Jews, so mental health. My mental health. Every group wants to act like they're the only group that have old school, archaic, uneducated philosophies when it comes to mental health.
It's such trash.
Everybody got it.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
My dad's old school Irish. He won't go to see a mental health. Everybody got the same thing, B. And right. By the way, everybody got problems.
And everybody has crazy people in your family. And you know they're crazy. So then, and you know why they continue to be crazy?
You know Crazy Joe.
Because you didn't go to a mental health.
Thank you, Ebro.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So listen, although there's nothing to be ashamed about, but if you feel that it would make him feel better, I say we go with Cass One's advice. Just keep it between you guys.
Yeah, non-guru.
And take the first step. Because it sounds like your situation is pretty dangerous. Like, you guys are saying that he's passing out on subway platforms and hitting his head. Like, crazy. What are we saying? What are
By
you
the way,
talking about?
That's crazy.
So talk to him. Let him know that you will fully support him. And tell him how it's affecting your marriage, too, because at the end she says, I'm losing my best friend. I fear for him and us. This is serious.
Well, yeah, because she's like, I'm not going to let you take everybody down with you if you don't want to do what's supposed to be done. And on top of that, the thing that was, she said, we're not getting any sleep. Is that due to his issues or in general, y'all don't get sleep?
No, I think it's because of he wakes up in panic attacks. It's sad.
Yeah, there's some trauma in there that's got to get dealt with.
Honestly, you might have to go see a therapist also.
Yeah, man. When you're not, listen, we've been talking about it for the past couple days. If you're not out here getting sleep, if you say to yourself, I don't sleep well, I don't get good sleep, and you can't solve that, you must go see somebody. That is basic fundamentals of a healthy life, getting proper sleep. before you can see the weight loss you want, before you can see the improvement in your relationships, before you can get the work success or, you know, career success.
Yo, that nap before you get with your lady is so important. You need that nap and that sleep.
What's that really, John? What you want to do? How are you tying a nap to seeing your lady? What happens for you, Pam? You want to finish the thought?
No, sleep is important.
So keep it between you guys. At least offer, you know, that you will plan and tell him that you're gonna go too. Tell him that you're gonna go see a therapist yourself, and hopefully, you know, you guys can normalize it because there's nothing to be ashamed about. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Earlier we celebrated Fat Joe's birthday. Happy birthday to the great Fat Joe. But it's also Nate Dogg's birthday, son.
Dogg's
Yo, play a classic,
birthday.
B. Nate Dogg.
Hold up. Hey. Woman, she be thinking we soft. We don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey.
Woman, happy birthday, Nate Dogg. He would have been 52.
See. You ready for the next episode? Hey, hey, hey,
wow.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
So, Laura Stiles bought Issa some clothes. Laura Stiles and her man bought Issa some clothes for her birthday. Recently passed. So Issa yesterday, out the blue, she goes, "Daddy, were you considered cool in high school?" I was like, "I don't know. Like, what do you mean? Like, what's cool?" She was like, "You know, were you like cool? Like, did you always have swag?"
Oh my God.
She said swag?
Swag.
Facts. I was like, "Well, I didn't really have a lot of money when I was young. So I probably not. Like, I just wore, like, you know, basic Levi's and whatever shoes I could get. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I wasn't like I never, and I had to tell her this. I was like, I didn't plan like any of that. I just was myself. And there's people who like me and there's people who don't. I say, even to this day, there's people who think I'm a goofball, hate me, I'm a clown, I'm a this. And to other people, I'm cool. Like,
you can't
really worry about that. You got to do what's best for you and what you vibing with. And if you solid and you on your square and that's what you want, then you cool. And I was like, and the term cool, it's relative, man. So we had this whole long talk. And she was like, "Well, I'm just like trying to get, you know, my clothes together."
Yo.
I was like, "What?" She was like, "You know, I want more cool clothes." And I was like, "Well, give me an example. Like, show me what you're talking about."
Yeah.
She was like, "Yo, like the outfit Laura bought me for my birthday. Like, that's cool."
Oh,
man.
Lisa.
Here we go.
Aww.
I was like, "Well, just holler at Aunt Laura and tell her you need some more gear."
I mean, listen, you don't got to tell me twice. You know, I love shopping for Issa. So then you're going to be like, "Laura, chill."
I was like, "So it's on." I said, "It's on you, man." Like, she, you know, she, for her birthday, she got her first pair. You know, because I bought her Air Force Ones before.
Yeah.
But for a kid that's like 4 or 5, she's like, "These are hard to put on. They're heavy." Like, she never. Now she got another pair for her birthday that are kind of fire. And she put them on with like a dress and some Air Force Ones with a dress and her denim jacket. She was like, "This is my look right here."
Wow. My look. I cannot.
I was like, "Yo, listen, whatever. Look, you gotta, as long as you solid with who you are and who you wanna be.
That's so cute.
And you're nice to everybody, then you cool."
Right.
Don't try to be joining different groups because you're insecure about who you are. So I was like, it's a lot of people, they're not secure with who they are.
Right.
They try to link up with different social groups to make themselves cool. Yeah. Just be dope, man. Just be good at what you do.
And others are not less cool because they can't afford expensive clothes or name brands, you know?
So, young Issa, trying to figure it out.
Oh, her look. Oh, my gosh.
Yo, let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So Shine is back in the U.S. as the leader of Belize's opposition party, and he's returned to the United States with the help of Diddy. They're saying that he assisted Shine in securing a visa. Now, this is according to reports, but what? It, to see him move and it's just wonderful to see what he's such an
Shine Paul.
He's in such a great place.
I've been following Shine and his political movements in Belize for years.
Like his family, his father was in politics in Belize also, right?
I heard. I'm not sure, but I know Shine has been representing. You know, I'd see him speak. Like if you go to his Instagram, like he's in the Senate or Congress in Belize and talking about what the needs of the community that he represents. He was voted in and and then I saw the video that Revolt posted of him finally getting access to come back to the United States. And that, I mean, look, he ain't even thinking about all of that. He's really on some Belizean. I'm doing this for my people. And he's like, look, I'm going to meet, you know, with people at the White House to make sure I represent the interests of Belize.
As a diplomat, it's going to allow him to improve relations between the U.S. and Belize. He's meeting with members of Congress in the next coming weeks. But it's just dope, man. What a crazy story, though.
Yo, I haven't been to Belize yet. Cash, you been to Belize?
Nah, I haven't had the opportunity yet.
Yo, you went?
Long time ago, though. Very long time ago.
I heard it's so amazing. I have a lot of Belizean friends that are like, please come down
here. Yes. Producer Griff is Belizean. You know that?
Griff, you Belizean?
Yep.
Hey, yo.
Yes.
Shine Poe representing y'all, B. Yo, man. Oh, yeah. And Simone Biles is Belizean. That's right.
That is right. That is right.
Yo, shout out to all the Belizean people, man.
Yes, yes, yes. But it's just beautiful to see his story, though. You know what I mean? Just like how his life just completely, he went from being a rapper and let's just say his music, if you play any of his joints, it still rocks, okay? But then, you know, from getting arrested, going to jail, getting deported, and now he's coming back as a diplomat. Like, helping his country.
Go ahead.
So, that's amazing. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:55. Today is a high of 89. Possible rain today and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
English is the official language of Belize, but most of the population also speaks Creole Patois, and many Belizeans are multilingual. Mestizos speak Spanish. You heard that? Mestizos speak Spanish.
Yes, and the
Garifuna. Yo, shout to the Garifuna. They speak Arawak-based language, generally also speak either English or Spanish.
Wait.
Yo, do your research on the Garifuna, too.
Ibra, I just got hooked up with something right now.
Yes.
I got hooked up with something to give to the people right now.
What you got?
We're calling number 9 right now at 800-223-9797. Our friends at Bevel are hooking you up with a men's grooming kit. Also, 20% off Bevel at Target.com. Just type in the word Bevel20 and tickets to Summer Jam. Calling number 9. These are for you.
We're waking up. Ibra in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Top 97 Summer Jam 30th Anniversary June 2nd UBS Arena. Hold on, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's